This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail broadcast number 65 for Wednesday, September 18th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures continue to climb higher on Wednesday morning, adding to this week's rally. The November canola contract advances $12 at $586.40 per ton, and the January contract also gains $12 at $599.40 per ton. There's speculation that November contract could return to $600 in the near future. The November exceeds its 20-day moving average and is firmly on course towards its next technical levels. Support for canola is coming from increases in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, along with strong upticks in Malaysian palm oil. A small dip in crude oil prices is trying to temper further gains in the vegetable oils. Rain is forecast today for parts of Saskatchewan and Manitoba, with Alberta to get rain before the weekend. Manitoba reports its harvest is 55% complete overall, with the province's canola at 49% finished. Depending on the region, canola is yielding 25 to 65 bushels per acre. The Canadian dollar bumps up on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 73.6 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 73.55. The markets are waiting for today's interest rate announcement from the United States Federal Reserve. Analysts predict the first rate cut in 4 years, with expectations of a drop of 25 to 50 basis points. With the lack of fresh news, reports say Chicago soybeans and corn are pushing higher on technical buying. The U.S. Midwest is forecast to get more rain during the next 7 days. Water levels on the Mississippi River are said to be declining after a short-term boost, and that's raising concerns for commercial traffic. In Brazil, some rain has come to the country's south, while its north remains dry, rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday morning. The November contract gains 14 cents at $10.20 per bushel. December soy oil advances by more than 0.8 of a cent at 40.72 cents per pound. December soy meal is up $2.10 at $323.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn adds 2 cents at $4.14.5 per bushel. December oats are up 5 cents at $3.56.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago December climbs 4.5 cents at $5.80. Kansas City December rises 6.5 cents at $5.86.5. And Minneapolis December inches up 0.5 cent at $6.21.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 18th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.